Good afternoon. Perhaps unlike other speakers this afternoon, I really wasn't prepared to come and stand up and speak to you today. I was just invited to come and participate, so it was an unexpected pleasure and honour to be asked just to say a few words. So I think the thing I really want to say is just to really introduce myself, because I've only been working in this particular area of Manchester since the 21st of March, and I was absolutely thrilled and honoured to be given the chance to come today to come and meet you. I thought I'd be introducing myself to you on an individual basis, but I've been given this chance to do it collectively, so I'm really pleased to be able to do that. I've worked in a lot of places around Manchester. I've been a police officer for 24 years. And I know nobody will probably think I'm old enough, but yes. And I've had some fantastic experiences working with different community groups and different faith groups. And I really think that one of the benefits that we can build from faith groups is the integrity, strength of community, and the trust that you can build up by working together with common aims. And speakers before me have mentioned about developing community cohesion. I think sometimes that can be a phrase that you can read too easily in the newspaper and it really doesn't mean much, but when I look around here today, here I am, I'm a Roman Catholic, I'm in a mosque for the first time, and I think this is a real visible example of what community cohesion can look like. And then it gets translated out into the streets where people live side by side and they have common respect for each other. I also wanted to just take the chance just to say that on behalf of Greater Manchester Police, and especially Greater Manchester Police serving South Manchester, to give you our commitment that we are here to serve you. One of the greatest traditions of British policing is that we police by consent. We're not a police force, although sometimes we refer to like in that way. We are a police service and we police with consent. So it is only by being accepted by our communities, by understanding the needs, wants and requirements of our communities, that we can do our job with the mandate that we've been given. So it's by doing the things that my staff already do, like Tony, who's here with us today, undertaking the neighbourhood surgeries in different places like mosques and churches and other places that they do it, and that we can better fulfil our vocation and our job of serving the communities of Manchester, and particularly South Manchester. So now, hopefully, there's a portion of the attendees of this mosque who've now seen me face to face, so perhaps we can build on that, and in the future we can have, you know, more deeper and meaningful conversations in making this part of Greater Manchester as safe as we possibly can, you know, honouring and, you know, building up the respect for everybody in our communities. So I hope that you use my officers in the way that they're here to be used. Don't hesitate bringing issues to them. Don't hesitate challenging us when we get things wrong, because undoubtedly we will get things wrong. But I've got to tell you, in my 24 years experience, we get the vast majority of things right. But that doesn't mean we ignore it when we get things wrong. So if we can carry on building up that trust and relationship we've already got, I'll be doing my job. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak to you. I look forward to meeting you further.
Thank you very much.